This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
Hey, that's my cue. Welcome back, America. Top of the hour time. It's Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. Well, we had night three last night of the DNC. Continuation of the suspension of reality. And, of course, it was Tim Kaine's turn, come on, accept the nomination. And no doubt he was overshadowed by just about everybody. I mean, I don't know about you, but, was his speech unimpressive? Or did I miss something? I got to tell you, to me, it was like, a caricature. And I'm thinking Saturday Night Live is going to have fun with this guy. But he, it's not all that big a whoop, so maybe not. But he was like the caricature of the typical politician, winking at people, thumbs up, hey, and órale, hey, si se puede, all this stuff. It's like, oh, come on, please. I mean, the pandering stuff is so thick and disgusting. And, let's make sure that we mention Bernie Sanders a couple of times because we're trying to, give his people a voice. And after all, Scott, when you think about it, these people shouldn't be so upset. I mean, look at the platform of the Democratic Party. I mean, it's more left than it's ever been. There's some certain things of the Democratic platform that to me just, eliminates my vote altogether. I can't even in any kind of point of compromise. And this thing is astounding with me is that Tim Kaine, as a former missionary and one who believes in the gospel of Jesus Christ, go, wait a minute, how can you align yourself philosophically with the Democratic Party when they have, demonstrably have become the party of death? It's amazing. On one hand, they talk about life, but it's like, wait a minute, can we talk about all these abortions that are attached to your party? I mean, do we have to suspend reality there and you just say, give you a pass and go, at this point, what difference does it make that 60 million babies have been aborted? 40% have been out of, black America, if I can hyphenate that. And I hate the hyphenations, let me tell you, because it divides us. And of course, Hispanics, 25%, I think of all the abuelas, all the grandmothers who have lost grandchildren that just have, just the mere consideration of that is just heartbreaking beyond comprehension, because that's the way, the people of culture are all about. Life is important. And the Democrats have just cast it to the wind. But, here's Tim Kaine last night, and then let me know what you think.
With Hillary, it's not just words, it's accomplishments. She delivers. As Senator, after 9/11, I got my New Yorkers right here and my Virginians right here. She battled congressional Republicans to care for the first responders who went into the towers, who went into the Pentagon and saved the victims of those terrorist attacks. As Secretary of State, she implemented tough sanctions against Iran to pave the way for a diplomatic breakthrough to curtail a nuclear weapons program. And she wasn't afraid. She wasn't afraid. She wasn't afraid to stand up against thugs and dictators. And as a key part of the Obama National Security Team, they decided to go to the ends of the earth to wipe out Osama bin Laden.
I'm not sure you can give her credit for that, but also I'm curious to hear, the reports on Hillary Clinton and exactly how involved she was, with 9/11 and some of these things that, people have been asking for a while, say, hey, tell me what she did, what she accomplished. Well, President Clinton the other night gave her some space and reminded people of some things. But it's like, OK, well, let's fact check it and see, in fact, if she did. But certainly the other things are obvious, whatever happened in Benghazi. And as he mentioned, the foreign policy wise, the Democratic Party, President Obama, Hillary Clinton, they own this. This is their foreign policy. The rise of ISIS, the Middle East in chaos. This is on their watch. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, when you're 7 out of 10 of us say that we're on the wrong track, I say, great observation. Now, what are you going to do about it? You got to get into the fight, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to take all hands on deck if we're going to get this country back on track. If you think not, all you got to do is, tune in to the DNC and hear what's being perpetrated. I mean, to hear President Obama, hear Hillary Clinton, Tim Kaine, Joe Biden, all is well. Really, all is well. I mean, look at our GDP. Look at the issues at every turn as a result of the last 8 years. And you tell me all is well. I appreciate what Dr. Gorka said. He brought some relevance to this. He says the Democrats want us to suspend reality. Well, we're going to be real here and talk with Brian Rotella on the East Coast. He's based out of Tampa, and from his experience working for two Ohio governors, his first paid legal job with a California firm made famous by the movie Aaron Brockovich, and worked on several national noteworthy liability trials, Brian relentlessly seeks exposure to extraordinary people and experiences in all facets of life. His early career included the successful handling of several high-exposure liability defense lawsuits in California and Florida, along with 2 years serving as assistant general counsel to a $1.1 billion national nursing home company. Brian Rotella, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing terrific, Bill. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, good to have you back. Talk about the Democratic Party platform. I mean, you got to give Bernie Sanders a lot of credit. I mean, he has redefined, or at least brought out of the closet in toto, the Democrats, I mean, with this new party platform, haven't they?
Absolutely, Bill, and I heard your lead-in as far as suspending reality. Have they not taken a poll or talked to anybody who's experiencing what it actually is to be on the Obamacare exchange plan? That's what I've been thinking all week.
Exactly. Well, I came away from last night, again, after a couple of nights of this, and I said, oh, I get it now. The only way that you can understand and benefit from all these is you got to be a Democrat. I mean, because I don't understand this. I mean, at every turn, it's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. You know, it's just, it's like, wait, is that true? It's a suspension of reality. But yet you look at that audience and people are applauding, stand up ovations, standing ovations, all this stuff, and you go, wow, are we in trouble here?
Absolutely, Bill. And I don't know if you saw it, but there was the movie that came out last year, The Big Short.
Yes.
And
exactly.
Through the convention, I've been hating to tell you, but I've been leaning over to my wife and between trying to hit the mute button on and off and watching it, I said, gosh, I feel like we're living that. And if you remember in the film, it talked about how everybody was out there promoting how great the housing industry was and the mortgage industry. And that's all I'm hearing this week during the Democratic convention when they do bring up health care. And I do firmly believe, Bill, I know a lot of other folks that are corporate healthcare councils like myself that mm-hmm. work day to day with healthcare industry leaders. We have a healthcare bubble, and that healthcare bubble is starting to burst.
Yes.
And all you need to know about that is look at the state of Texas. I was talking mm-hmm. to friends earlier today. Texas is expecting a 60% increase in their Obamacare premiums. 60%. California, 30% for 2017. What's that mean? People aren't going to be on these exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
If people aren't on these exchanges, the program itself folds into itself.
Yeah.
And then the question is, they end up back in the emergency room. They end up there without coverage. And we're in the same problem we were in before, except we have spent well into the billions of dollars, almost trillions of dollars, on promoting this program that was passed unilaterally by one party.
Exactly. Yeah, they own this. The Democrats own Obamacare. And what concerns me, Brian, is that when this thing implodes on itself, and it's already evident that it will, it's not even if, it's just a matter of time when it does. And all of a sudden, this is going to fall right back on the backs of we the people, and people are going to panic because they have to stop and consider the very people that created this deal are going to come out, you know, from underneath all the rubble and want to save the day and go, you guys are the ones that created this. And now you want to be the heroes?
It's so true, Bill. And what really is bothersome is that you hear a little bit of the comments that Democratic Party and the DNC has been talking this week about the Veterans Administration. Not much. Not nearly as much as we heard last week. In
right.
full disclosure, I am a Trump supporter, and I do believe in a lot of the different provisions that are in the Trump policy, including tearing down the walls between the states and allowing the Florida Blues to complete with the Texas Blue Cross Blue Shield and
I agree.
Savings accounts and all of the different things, price transparency. It's a better plan. But what really concerns me is what you were, again, talking about when we were doing the lead-in, which is Bernie Sanders and the absolute everybody's dialed in, all their chips are on the table in the Democratic Party, including their nominee, that they are pushing for a public option, and that is the stepping stone to a universal plan. And for your audience, what a public option means and why they are pushing it, again, is both the president and the Democratic Party are seeing the exchanges failing.
Mm-hmm.
They are seeing the numbers dying. They are seeing that more chronically ill people, which they should have expected, that chronically ill people who previously were insurance wasn't affordable because of their conditions because they were a higher risk.
Right.
Just like if you're a driver and you're a high-risk driver, your insurance rates are higher. All these folks flooded the exchanges, and they flooded the exchanges where they got relatively cheap insurance with high deductibles. What's happening? They're using a ton of care. They can't pay their deductibles. So you've got shortages of doctors working on patients and healthcare providers at huge volumes, and they aren't getting reimbursed.
Exactly.
So what's the Democratic Party solution? A public option.
Yeah.
So now when you go on to the exchanges, which if you haven't look like Travelocity or Orbit, you're going to have a government option if the Democrats were able to pass that. What can the government do in Medicare and Medicaid that the private insurers can't do? They can set the rates.
Exactly.
So those rates will be lower. They will be promising better coverage. And what they will be doing is trying to get everybody to feel pretty much in a catch-22 or a forced situation where they have to sign up for this public option just because it's dollars and cents. And guess what that's going to look like if, let's say, 50, 60, 70, maybe 80% of the American population is in some form of Medicare, Medicaid, or a public option. It's going to look a lot like the Veterans Administration, and I don't think anybody's happy with that right now.
Well, this is what, you know, Joe Biden and this is really the salvation potential of the legacy of one Barack Obama and Obamacare, because he wanted single payer to begin with. And this was all a stepping stone. I mean, this isn't a big surprise to them. They felt like, OK, we're going to have a little discomfort here getting through this process. But eventually we'll get to the point because they've hijacked our healthcare system. And they've made such a mess out of it. And I just can't believe that we're going to, you know, turn it over and give them the keys in the car one more time, Brian.
Bill, Tim Kaine last night, the VP nominee, kept saying, believe me, and mocking his mannerisms. I'd ask one question. Didn't President Obama say, believe me, about Obamacare?
Yeah, believe me and trust me, that's it.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one, for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7 Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7 Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7 second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now. Well, it's time for us to do something.
Bill Martinez live.
Okay, welcome back, America. Coming at you 3 hours, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 Pacific. And, of course, we're heading west. The daughter unit is expecting just about any minute now. And we're heading to Oahu. That's where little Jackson is going to be delivered. And needless to say, we're very excited. And will be, coming at you from Hawaii next week. And I will be in and out of the delivery room, as you can imagine, all excited and a proud grandfather. It'll be our ninth grandchild. So we're excited about that. And, of course, August is always our time to go to Hawaii anyway. So I'm glad that Jackson planned this perfectly at a time when we're normally cycling to the islands. Because, this kid, we're going to love this kid. We just can't wait. I want to talk about what happened in Baltimore and the exposure of one Marilyn Mosby. And it's amazing how she's doubling down on this. And, being reported by Project 21, And our next guest, Joe Hicks, he says, today we saw further evidence that Marilyn Mosby's stunning ignorance and incompetence is combined with the arrogance and racial turbulence of a common street activist. Joe Hicks is with us right now from Southern California. Joe is on West Coast time, so it's early for him, and I appreciate him joining us. He's a member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, vice president of Community Advocates, Inc., privately funded Los Angeles-based political think tank. He's also an analyst and commentator for PJTV.com. Joe Hicks, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm excellent, Bill. Good to be back with you.
Well, Marilyn Mosby, what is her political capital like? I mean, this was supposedly a rising star, but even from the very beginning, you and I talked about this, that she was overstepping herself a bit. And now she's greatly exposed, and she's not willing to take anything back. She wants to stay in her arrogant position here.
Well, she's doubling down, and that's not unexpected given her kind of political mentality and her notion as someone who is, in a legalistic sense, kind of leading the movement, if you will, to get cops, to be part of this war on cops. Her end, of course, isn't with a gun. Her end is with laws that she thinks she's upholding. Clearly, she isn't. She stands exposed this morning as a woman who really doesn't know the law, can't put together a capable case, clearly overcharged these six officers who proven to have done virtually nothing that is outside the realm of the law. She's a prosecutor, and yet, and thinks her job is to somehow represent the activist cause. That's not her job. Her job is to, in fact, uphold the laws of the land, to stand for justice for people before the law, and to carry that out. So, she, of course, continues to double down. She's acting like what she is, an activist.
Well, she needs to resign at that point, because if that's what she wants to do, God bless her. Let her do that. But to do that as the attorney general, and to, prejudice her perspective. Well, as you say, her focus should be up in upholding the law. And last time I checked, I would hope that upholding the law would deliver the social justice that America is looking for.
Well, I maintain that the family of Freddie Gray does deserve answers in terms of why their son, wound up dead after a ride in a police van. The family should get answers about that. And if the police acted in a way that was unlawful, or something that they did willingly and knowingly, ended up with Freddie Gray having a broken neck and dead, they should be prosecuted.
Exactly.
And they said they were bringing charges, my argument at that point is, okay, let's bring the evidence. Show what they did, bring it before a court, and prove your case. What she did was, though, she fanned the flames of the street rebellion, and that's unacceptable. So I don't know if these cops ever did anything wrong, because she was so incompetent, and she intervened in such a ham-fisted way in the case, and in the civil rights, by the way, of these six police officers, that she couldn't even bring a capable case before the judge. The judge was virtually laughing at her. Oh, and oh, by the way, your listeners should know, the judge is a black man.
Yeah.
So let's line up all these facts and then look at Marilyn Mosby and say, what do we got here? We've got a woman who should be ashamed of herself and should be shamed out of her office. Will she resign? Well, of course she won't.
Yeah. Well, this whole issue, and you and I have spoken about this before, as uncomfortable as it can be for people who want to have answers right away. I often say we live in this microwave generation. you know, we stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. And so when we get into the realm of due process, it just doesn't move fast enough, but there's a reason that we need to take our time. And as you say, you've got to bring the facts to bear, and, you know, conclusions were jumped to. I mean, even Freddie Gray's parents, I mean, they were already received compensation before the case
right.
was fully resolved, right?
That's right. That's right.
I mean, that's, I mean, I'm not saying they shouldn't get it or whatever, but it's just like, wait a minute, what are you trying to do here? In expediting the process, and now here you are, and now what's going to happen with these police officers? Do they have any kind of recourse?
Well, that was excuse me, Bill. That was one of my concerns. So now what happens with these officers? There's nothing in their files that I'm aware of that indicates that they were performing in a way on the streets of Baltimore that were problem cops. That there's lots of incidents in their record indicate that they had some animus against the people that they were assert. And by the way, three of these cops are black, two are women.
Right.
So, you know, so now how do they get their honor back? They've been besmirched. They've been thrown to the public as people that are despicable cops who treated this Freddie Gray character in a way that wasn't proper and killed him. And killed him in a way. One of the charges, in fact, was murder against one of these police officers. So how do they get their lives back? How do they now recoup their good name? How do they continue with their careers in Baltimore? You put them back on the street, they're going to be sitting ducks with the thugs in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Bill, something else has to be mentioned. This, why is it all of a sudden some of the most low-life street characters become the Rosa Parks of this era?
Exactly.
Freddie Gray was no one we should lift up as some kind of honorable figure. He was a street thug. He was carrying an illegal knife. He ran from police. The police knew who he was. He had a record as long as my leg, as is the case of Michael Brown in Ferguson.
Exactly.
A common street thug. Yet somehow these people become, in the annals of the contemporary civil rights movement, are somehow laudable, mystical figures that we should see as part of some kind of struggle for justice. It's nearly laughable, Bill.
Well, the sad thing about this, Joe, is we're so desperate to even understand, and I'm not even sure the whole social justice has been properly defined. Because if it had, then we would, we would have connectivity on the reasoning. Right now, everything seems to be an emotional response. I mean, to the point where you have at the Democratic National Convention, as you mentioned, you've got, Brown's mother there, you know, and it's sad that she lost a son, but, this kid was out of control. And this wasn't a one and done kind of deal. You could tell from his attitude that there was, there was a character development, and if you want to call it a flaw or that, but he showed his colors. I mean, you know, he pushed the store owner aside. He stole from the store owner. He goes walking down the middle of the street. Police officer says, "Hey, look, I think you ought to, you know, find the sidewalk, so to speak." And next thing you know, he's sticking his head inside the police unit, grabbing the police officer's gun.
Right.
And somehow he's to be honored and celebrated like some sort of social justice hero.
Right.
What's wrong here?
Well, a lot is wrong. And one of the things is this notion of social justice. There is no such thing. Thomas Sowell called it cosmic justice because that's just about what it is.
Well, Joe Hicks is with us, and we've got more from Joe on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. Joe is a member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, Vice President of Community Advocates. More from Joe Hicks on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. Whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around this great country of ours, and, of course, even on shortwave, too, all around the world, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. Joe Hicks is with us, member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Joe, I got to tell you, I guess one of our biggest disappointments as a country after electing a black president is we would hope that the whole issue of, you know, civil rights and a blending, a true blending of, you know, America, you know, getting rid of these hyphenated, bifurcated words that make us more divided than united. You know, looking back over the last 8 years, and maybe we expected too much out of Barack Obama, but I just sense that, you know, and I'm hoping that we can get the kind of leadership that is required for a time such as this to kind of bring, you know, bring us all together and really define, you know, social justice. Social justice has to be social justice for all. If it's not, and if it's just for one and not another, then, you know, we're missing the whole point. And that's why we get into that situation you know, as you'd mentioned earlier, that we start looking at cosmic justice. It gets bizarre, you know.
Well, there is no utopian world. And the problem is that the left in this country wants us all to believe that we can create a world, which is a utopian world, where no one dislikes anyone else because of any number of subjective factors, their skin color, their gender, their sexual orientation, whatever. But the fact is, you know, humans are flawed beings. You know, yes. Talk to you know, the clergy on this, and they will tell you we are inherently flawed. But they want to pretend as if we can create flawless human beings. that you can, and we've all seen those stupid bumper stickers, eradicate racism, or e-racism, they say on the bumper sticker.
That means eradicate humanity, Joe.
There's no place, Bill, I found on the face of the earth where there isn't some element of human, one human beings or a group of human beings disliking another because of their religion, their skin color, their, you know. So that's going to be. So what do? We contain that. We control it through moral, upstanding human beings that are driven by their faith or reason or whatever, and laws that make it illegal for us to do certain things to other people. Mm-hmm. That's the best you can do. We're never going to create perfect human beings in an imperfect world. You know, but this notion of social justice, as I indicated before, there's no such thing as that. We want justice. We want justice before the law. And that's what Dr. King and other, reasonable civil rights figures argued for. We want equality before the law. We want the same chance of choices and chances that all other human beings have. But that's not the agenda of the American left, because they basically hate America. And you can hear it in the Black Lives Matter, views about any number of things, including their hostility to white people. So here is a movement, if you want to call it that, that on its face hates white people, says so in their chants, hates cops, say so in their various statements that they make. Hate America, they claim it's inherently racist and will always be. So that's what we're dealing with here, and that becomes a danger. You mentioned Barack Obama. I think all of us invested a certain sense of hope that a multiracial man, white mom, black dad, would provide this bridge, a symbolic bridge, and a man who was the most powerful human being. You know, American presidents are always the most singularly powerful human beings on the face of the earth.
Exactly.
And we had hoped that even people like myself who are conservatives said, okay, here is a chance for America to finally get beyond this notion of categorizing people by skin color and all the kind of things we've been struggling with. And America's made tremendous strides over the years. Now we see that being eroded. And that's the danger here, is that this new racialized movement of black Americans, and it's not just people marching in the street. There's a lot of sympathy among everyday black Americans in this Black Lives Matter nonsense that provides a threat. It's not white supremacists that's the new threat. The new threat is black racialism.
Mm-hmm.
That's the new fight that people like myself, who A, are black, B, grew up in the Black Power movement and the civil rights movement, are now taking on. And there's something I think that's tragic in that.
Well, in terms of the tragedy, Joe, where do you see this playing out? I mean, is it one day some switch is going to go on that, and I'm glad to hear you say that it's gotten worse. It hasn't gotten better, because that's been my sense, is that it's given place and rise to Black Lives Matter and all these other things that want to continue to hyphenate and bifurcate, the culture here. I mean, instead of being a melting pot, we're all these, separate monolithic entities is what the Democratic Party would like us to be, and somehow that allows them, to get the vote and to, divide us. I mean, it's that old axiom, united we stand, divided we fall, and this country is falling because we're falling for this this theology that, and I'll put it right square on the Democratic Party, because they're the ones that, promote the hyphenation, they promote the division. And here we have this contention, so why are we surprised? But if we stay on this trajectory, we're going to be in serious trouble, even more so than where we are today, Joe.
Well, as we're talking this morning, I I'm generally an upbeat, positive kind of guy, but I'm not optimistic about the immediate future. I think America is a strong, tough country. I think we'll find a way to get through this in the arc of history. Mm-hmm. But in the immediate sense, I'm not terribly optimistic. Look at what Hillary Clinton's campaign just did a night or so ago. They invited a group of people on the stage called the Mothers of the Movement.
Yes.
Gave them a lot of time on stage. It's the mother of Trayvon Martin, the mother of Michael Brown, this thug in Ferguson, and some other mothers of young black men who've been killed, sometimes killed by, not by cops, but killed by either other black people or killed by, as Trayvon Martin was, a half-Jewish guy in Florida, Zimmerman.
Right.
And so the presentation was that black people in America are under assault from white cops or from white people or the system, and that this has just got to stop. Well, excuse me, where were the loved ones of the police officers in Dallas?
Exactly.
Where were the loved ones of the police officers in Baton Rouge that were shot down by two black men on a racial mission to kill white people or kill white cops? Why were their views not represented on the stage of the Democrats at their convention? So we see, again, this racial pandering on the part of the Democrats to present black people as victims, to present them as being under assault from a nation that somehow Hillary Clinton is going to save us all from. Now, why am I not hopeful? Well, I'm not hopeful because if we elect Hillary Clinton as the next president, this nation is going to be in deep trouble. It's hard for me to imagine how we survive another 4 years of Barack Obama's sort of policies and plans and international kind of views on things. On the other hand, what's the other alternative? We've got Donald Trump, a man who's an ignoramus, who's incapable of actually fulfilling the role of president in this nation.
Yeah.
So we're, to use a street vernacular, we're kind of screwed here.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Well, Joe, I think the point is, after everything is said and done here, is it does come down to self-responsibility. You know, I want America to dream big dreams again, to go and, you know, dream those big dreams. Don't settle for the government of everything that says they're going to take care of you. There's no need for you to subordinate your talents and your giftings to a government that has not been able to deliver on its promises. And that's what this administration and what the Democratic Party has done. They have made us delusional. Joe Hicks on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Joe.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of health care that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable health care that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain health care costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This report is brought to you by Galderma Laboratories. Did you know that an average day for a professional chef is up to 14 hours long? That means 14 hours of prepping and handling foods that require constant hand washing. That is why Galderma Laboratories has partnered with the American Culinary Federation, ACF, to share the first over-the-counter two-step regimen for hard-working hands. Excipio Protect and Repair intensively moisturizes to repair dry skin and soothe itchy, cracked skin. Step 1 is a daily protection cream that functions like a glove for your hands throughout the day. Step 2 is a rapid repair cream, which can be used at the end of the day to hydrate dry skin, alleviate itchiness, and provide relief overnight. In a survey conducted of more than 75 chefs from the ACF, 95% said they would recommend Excipial to anyone who has dry hands. Because dry skin doesn't just affect professional chefs, it could affect anyone. Excipial not only treats your dry hands, but also protects them against external irritants. To learn more and receive a discount on your purchase, visit Excipial.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, we got a real treat for you today. We're going to be talking about the movie, The Fight Within. It's about a young mixed martial arts fighter who seeks to overcome a troubled past and build a new life based on his new faith and his new love, but is forced back into the fighting world by a local MMA professional. That would be, of course, mixed martial arts type, right? John Major Davis is with us, and Jim Davis is also with us. John is the star, Logan Chandler. He's a rising star in the world of mixed martial arts, but when his gym owner father dies while training him, Logan leaves the ring and he finds romance with a young woman of deep faith. John Major Davis and Jim Davis, both you guys, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, Bill.
Well, good to have you. Jim, let's start with you first. I mean, you are the executive producer and screenwriter, an ordained Christian pastor, a business entrepreneur, public speaker, writer, and film producer. And you were a youth minister, college minister, pastor before returning to the business world. And you did windows, you did everything, because that's what pastors do, right?
Yes, sir. I did it all. But it's an honor to serve God.
Amen.
And this is the first film I've been involved with, and it was really just inspired by God. Mm-hmm. I'd lived 28 years of my life without God, and I've lived 30 with God, and there's no other choice.
Yeah, like the blind man, once you can see, and you see behind you as well as what's in front of you, you'd much rather choose life with God. I know, I've been there, done that, Jim. I'm right with you.
Yes, sir.
Idea of Fight Within, explain to our audience how that came about.
After, you know, my life had changed when I'm really seeking God, but there's always a struggle. There's a struggle from the old man to the new man. There's a struggle each and every day of the choices that we make and really understanding our identity and who we can be with God through that new man. And so I was looking for a way to bring that into the light and to be engaging. And most people can see a physical struggle. They can see that MMA fight. They can see what takes place. But so often our emotional, our physical, our spiritual fight is so much more severe, and they lack the ability to really grasp that and understand who they can be with God. Mm-hmm. So they two paralleled each other. And yeah. So then it was just working a story to put it in place.
Now, did you have an MMA background, or you just picked up on what was happening contemporarily and you thought, hey, this works here?
No, I had no background. I interviewed several pros, both through email and in person, and I was actually very surprised how so many, none of them ever said they were in this to really beat someone down. They were in it about proving something and overcoming, mm-hmm. and usually proving, you know, increasing their identity. Which led right into the concept of a spiritual identity with Christ.
Well, John Major Davis, for you, this is your feature film debut with a starring role in The Fight Within. How did this come about for you?
It was very, very sudden. I
I lived in California. I moved from graduated from high school in 2012 and moved to California, thinking that's where I was going to find that that identity that you heard my dad just kind of talk about.
Right.
And randomly, I felt like I was supposed to move home, and I moved home, and I was really down on myself and just my life. I felt like I had kind of given up really quick. And my dad just approached me one day and said, "Hey, I feel like God has put this movie on my heart. You can be a part of it or not. You know, that's up to you."
Right.
But it was really strange to see, or really, really cool, actually, to see how God allowed me to be a part of this. And he brought me back to where I love to be, you know, my home roots and what I know.
Well, and for you, you were a competitive athlete throughout high school and college. Now, did you have any MMA experience, or did you have to go and get beat up and do on-the-job training because your dad felt like he had to make up for all those times that he asked you to clean the bedroom and you didn't, huh? Oh, did I say that? I thought I was just thinking that. I never had that problem with myself.
No, sir, I had no prior experience to MMA. I played football through high school. I played sports, just like everybody does growing up, kind of. And but when we did this, it was full submerge into that realm of that new competitive sport. Full contact every day, training twice a day with the other lead, Matt Leto, and Mike Taylor, who plays my brother Mason, and he trained both of us. Did the choreography. We did weights in the morning, and then we did just technical stuff in the afternoon. We did that for almost 8.5 months.
Wow! So how much weight did you lose in the process?
I went in there at about 192 pounds, and we filmed when I was at 174-ish.
Solid and, muscle. Your fat content was probably less than 15% at that point, probably, huh?
It vanished. That was the diet that we were put on, was nothing but water and tuna, it felt like. And
yeah, I don't want to see any more tuna for a while. Well, you know, Jim, for you as the executive producer, you get this idea. God drops this into your spirit. I mean, was this something in terms of the screenwriting and everything that just came together miraculously, or how did it come about?
Oh, it was 100% God. I love to support Christian films, but each time I went, I said, where is the engagement for the non-Christian? Or, you know, my friends who were non-Christians, they just wouldn't come. But I said, there's got to be a way to engage an audience and plant the seeds of God that they can see lives change. So I started working on this story and finished it. And then I tried to find somebody who might be interested in writing the screenplay. Didn't happen. And so God just put it in my spirit, you do it. So basically bought some software and taught myself to do the screenplay. And
wow.
I sent it out to be analyzed. And I had two men who were professionals. And one of them reviewed it and he called me. And he said, "I'm not a believer, but I believe this film with a few tweaks needs to be made. And I would go see it." And so I took that as a confirmation. We went into it blind, just totally trusting God. We were able to get crew out of Birmingham and Atlanta, bring the film together, and we filmed in 28 days. It was just God's hand has been all over it. Nothing special about John or myself. It's just we know that he's purposed this film to plant seeds for people, to show them that this identity crisis we all come from, we feel sometimes is because we don't have that relationship with him that we should have, because once you have that, you're secure.
Well, I appreciate your heart on this, you know, both you guys, and in terms of this movie. But, you know, the Christian community being what it is, I mean, we got to argue about everything, you know. So I'm sure some have said, you know, how is the MMA compatible with Christianity? You know, what happened to brotherly love and all that good stuff? So how do you answer them when they bring that up?
Well, we parallel from the point that if you know your scripture, you know that God's always had warriors and he's always had people who fought for the cause of God. You know, we're not making a judgment call on the MMA and what people choose to do. We just use it as a background. And when someone is, you know, brought to a point that they have to decide to protect the ones they care about, you know, God has ordained that. He doesn't expect us, you know, as Christians to stand idly by and just have a family slain. And now we do it in a godly way, and it's not, you know. And I guess different people define that differently, but it's real life. And as Christians, we can't just, you know, decide on what we see in real life and what we don't see in real life, because we fight struggles every day. And the movie is really about identity. It's not focusing on MMA. It's about a person's identity and the struggle with that identity.
And Mr. Bill, if I can add, I'm sorry.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
If I can add to that, you know, when we look at it, you like my dad said, the MMA, it's violent, you know, it's a really rough sport. And at one point in the film, you hear the old man that Logan comes across talk about David as a warrior. And I just always loved the part where, in the Old Testament, where, you know, David comes out to the battlefield and Goliath is talking down to the Israelites and putting God down. And he had the choice right then, like we all have a choice every single day, Peter. Let him continue to do that or step out in faith and make that decision to speak with authority. And that's a lot of what Logan goes through in this is he has a choice. You know, it's not about him getting revenge on this guy in the film. It's about him becoming a new person, like my dad said, with the identity and the crisis. And it's just a choice every day in every situation he has to make that we all have to make.
Exactly. It's that fight within, you know, that we deal with. You know, Paul said it's that that body of death we drag around, that antithetical part of who we are when we're born again. You know, we have the new man growing, but that old man wants to pull us back. Well, John Major Davis, I mean, for you, this is a dream come true to be on the big screen. What do you want the audience to take away here from this movie?
People, too. I feel like, Mr. Bill, we live in a world, especially when I was in high school, and, you know, I have little cousins, a little brother about to go through high school and stuff like that. Well, we try to be what we think is cool or identify with how many lives we have. And you know, God designed us for our own walk. We all have our own lane, I guess you could say. Right. And when we're worried about getting in someone else's lane, all we're doing is stopping up that person's lane, and traffic comes to a halt, and you don't go anywhere in life. But if we walk in the lane that God designed for us, and we have our own identity through Christ, we're just driving down the road at a steady speed, doing exactly what we love to do, because God created us, and He knows what we like to do.
Exactly. Well, that's great. Well said. Well, Jim, let the audience know when this will be debuting, how they can see it. I know they're going to love this movie. I like the idea that you used the contemporary issue of MMA fighting and, you know, and brought in the parallel about the fight within. There's a lot of appropriate metaphors and similarities within this, isn't it?
Yes, sir. The Fight Within is going to be released on a limited schedule August 12th. Nationwide, and we expect that God will touch that and extend through that. Bill, we know that this film's purpose and that it's to touch one life or 100 lives or 1,000 lives. We went into it almost like a mission work.
Yeah, exactly.
But we think, you know, we've had the screeners, we've had people stayed engaged, and they loved it, and they love the storyline, and they love what God does through it. So,
well, great job, and congratulations on this. I'm sorry we're out of time, but, you know, Jim Davis, the executive producer, John Major Davis, who has one of the starring roles in this upcoming film, The Fight Within, which will air nationwide on a big screen near you, and this will, again, that date again, Jim?
It's August 12th.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables, they must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.